Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
27 to 11 and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. Yeah, this morning's On The Pace. I thought we'd catch up with Maitland driver Brad Elder. He has 13 drives over three meetings in the coming days, starting at Newcastle tonight, and Brad joins us on the line. Good morning, Brad.
G'day, Amanda. How are you going?
Well, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Just working away.
Oh, good. Well, you've been working hard. You're currently one of the top junior drivers in New South Wales for the season. You're sitting on 65 wins so far for the term. And I know you're a driver that usually likes to set yourself a goal for each season. So are you close to a goal?
I would have liked to have gone for the 100, but I lost the junior claim in about February, so it's slowed up a little bit since then.
Mm. Yeah, well, you're sitting on 279 wins overall for your career as well. So something to keep in the back of your mind. You're not far off your 300. Tonight at Newcastle, you've got a fair few drives, so you might add to that tally. Who do you think is one of the better chances to add to your winning record?
We've got a fresh one called Coringa Delight. She's she trialled at Maitland on Sunday and won by 30 metres, but... she comes up against She's a Maltese, which is a pretty handy horse. So, yeah, hopefully she gets a good run, and with a bit of luck, she might get the cash.
Yeah, she's drawn out wide. She goes around in race six. Does she have any early speed?
No, she'll just go back at the start and hopefully follow a good one into the race, and we hopefully get out at the right time.
All right. Well, another one you're driving tonight is a horse called Padrissimo in race five, and you've been driving him lately, and he's been edging closer and closer. He's been running a few placings lately.
Yeah, he's probably one of my favourite horses to drive. He's just so easy and cool, but he's got the he's drawn the car park tonight, which but he goes back anyway. So if they go hard, he'll be in the finish.
Yeah, okay. And then another one I wanted to talk to you about going around in a heat of the Country Menangle series is one trained by your father called Just a Jolt. He's going around in race one. Now, this horse, his numerical form doesn't look crash hot, but he hasn't really been that far off them, has he?
No, he's a couple of his recent runs, he's got home in about 55 himself, so he's been fine under the radar, and tonight with a better draw, he might be able to cross him. Take a sit and you never know. Could get up. Wouldn't surprise us.
Yeah, well, be nice odds too. Tomorrow night you head to Menangle down the coast, and you got a few drives there. And your key drive is in the Group 3 free-for-all race. You're back on Shannon's A Blast. You're looking forward to that drive?
Yeah, I've missed him a bit since he left the camp, but pretty good to get us back on him, and hopefully we can win again.
Yeah, he loves the mile, and he's drawn barrier four. If the first emergency's not needed, he'll come out of barrier three. So how does that sit with you?
Yeah, good. I should be able to just cross the inside field and hand up to either Nosey Gatecrasher or Replace Die, and I should get a good trip behind one of them.
Yeah, well, you drove Shannon's A Blast when he rated a career best 151 over the mile at Menangle. That was March 2018, and he led on that occasion. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah, he does grow a leg in front, but in that grade, he's probably better off to take a sit.
Mm. Yeah, he's been a great horse for the family. Rising 10-year-old, and he's won $400,000. So is he one of your favourites?
Yeah, he's one of his favourites. I'll never forget him. He sort of gave me a bit of a kick along in the career.
Yeah, well, another one you're driving on Saturday night for your dad is First Fleeter. He's only had a few starts at Menangle before, no success, but this horse is certainly in a purple patch of form. He won two starts ago up at Newcastle in a really slick time, rated 154 and change. You looking forward to going into this race tomorrow night with him, you know, with that strong form under his belt?
Yeah, I think he's sort of a little bit underrated in that field, especially being a Division 3. His runs at Newcastle have been pretty good. Like last week, got beat about 2 metres to go on 53, so that's about as quick as we go up here in a normal race. So I reckon he's pretty spot on, and should give it a good crack.
Yeah, what's been the key with this horse lately?
He came back from injury, and it just took a while to get back to his best, but he's got a lot stronger now with using off the arm, and when he was still split home, whereas before he was just a fit sprinter. So he changed his racing pattern a bit, and he seems to be thriving off it.
Yeah, well, another nice horse for the that's owned by the family that bounced back from injury this season was Bright Energy, and he I'm sure he's given you a big thrill this season. He only had five starts so far for the term, for three wins and two placings, and most of those runs were at the top level. I'm sure he's one of your favourites too, along with Shannon's A Blast.
Yeah. Pretty early to say, but I think he's probably the best horse I've ever driven. Just so powerful and fast. I love driving him.
Yeah, well, you ran. His last start was in the Breeders' Challenge final at Menangle at the end of June, and he was beaten ahead by Ignatius. And you drove him on that occasion. What was that feeling? Did you at any point think you had won that race? And, you know, to miss out on a Group 1 like that by such a narrow margin, was that a hard pill to swallow?
Yeah, it hurt a bit. Like, up the straight, we were just going toe for toe, and in the end, probably the last 50, he got the better of me. And but I knew I got beat, so I didn't come back to scale and go, oh no, I got beat. So I knew.
Yeah. Well, that's he's owned by your uncle, and where is Bright Energy at the moment?
He's having a bit of a spell now. He'll be looking up for that $1 million race next season.
Yeah. Okay, because do you know what rating he is?
I think he's about a 66 or something like that.
Yeah, perfect. So it sits perfectly. All right, so it could be a big year ahead for you as well as Bright Energy. Thanks for your time this morning, Brad, and best of luck with your 13 drives over the next few days. You're also driving at Newcastle Monday, and hopefully you can edge closer to that 100 for the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. So there you have it. Cozzy, Brad Elder, young driver from up Maitland Way. He's a busy boy, 13 drives, starting at 6 at Newcastle tonight. I think he's got 3 at Menangle tomorrow night and then more drives at Newcastle on Monday. But he's certainly a young talent worth following and gets a few winners. This season he's driven many doubles and a couple of trebles too. So he's certainly in form.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. Have a top day.
Will do. You too, Cozzy.